College!
Hi, I'm Dan from Bastille, and my topic is private versus public in terms of music and our band. And I don't know, for me, I always wrote songs and recorded them very much for myself and wasn't really thinking about anyone else, especially when I was younger. It was something I just did in my free time, and I was always quite embarrassed by it, so I never really told anyone. And it was only sort of like a few years ago that one of my friends discovered some of my songs and entered me into this sort of weird local competition thing that forced me to do a gig. And it was kind of my worst nightmare, I think, getting up on stage in front of people I didn't know and having to kind of perform something that up until that point had been really private. I guess, you know, this makes it sound really melodramatic, but it almost equates to kind of being forced to stand up on stage and like read your diary out or something. But if you want to make music, it's quite difficult to not play live and do gigs. So that's just what's been really nice. Obviously, being in a band enables us to kind of get up on stage together. And I think I'm lucky because although I'm quite shy and being in front of people isn't something that massively appeals to me, I'm lucky enough to have three other guys in the band who I think love it quite a lot. But it is like, I think it's quite a strange thing, you know. Again, like the process of making our album, it was made in a basement in South London and pieced together. It was very much just, you know, it's not like we went somewhere for 2 weeks and bashed it out as a band. It was a piecing together of sounds and songs, and it was just something that I got on with and was kind of like a big part of my life for a year. And, you know, at the same time as a band, we were kind of developing live and figuring out how to play these songs and how to, you know, get our sound across live.